It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Amazing. And I've turned both of our mics on. Hello, everybody. We have tonight on What's Cooking Either. With Selena and Jude. Kia ora.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. I have a whole description about this band, but I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself to our lovely non-existent audience, the void.
I reckon you should do that, Jude.
I guess we're a little noise poppy situation from the Manawatu.
I love it.
Have like a huge description, but that's what I would say.
That's the gist of it, yeah. It says here that you were stitched from the limbs of Pining Radiata, Horse Around, Synthetic Children, and Polaroids of Polar Bears. I love all these names. These are fantastic. and you have a debut EP, which is The Fucking Dog's Gone, which is out this Friday. Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So and here it says that these four songs are recorded mostly live, mostly late, and mostly in sheds. Equal parts distortion and daydream. This sounds like an amazing time. We've got the descriptions of wet concrete, cheap wine, and trying to remember the words. There's comfort in the chaos.
Yeah.
And I agree, there is comfort in chaos. Chaos is, I thrive in chaos.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that there's a real chaos to the band of like bringing four people from different projects together, mm-hmm. With like varying influences and just kind of hanging out in a shed and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the cool thing about our little scene here in Palmy, is like we get there's not too many people into alternative music, so we sort of all know each other and hang out with each other and
knuckle down. when you've got an idea, I guess. Yeah.
And then there's also like this is a cool situation where Dan has gone from drumming in a previous band to now being on guitar. Mm. Michael has gone from playing guitar and pining to being the drummer in this band. Jude's writing loads of awesome lyrics and doing the vocals. And then I've gone from primarily doing synths to learning how to play bass for the first time. So it's all a bit chaos and
chaos is the word. That is crazy. I love the idea of just kind of sharing instruments and like learning, like just putting yourself like outside your comfort zone and just trying different kind of, you know, dipping your toes in different like instruments. That's the word, instruments. It's really cool and fun. Like really stimulates your brain.
Definitely.
All right.
I think it's definitely like a case of winter time, mm-hmm. like need to huddle in the shed and just do something.
Stay warm, busy.
And it's been really good for keeping the brain occupied, like learning new things. And Dan and Jude kind of wrote most of the stuff, so it's quite a nice change for me and Michael to be able to come in and like just play along and like be told a little bit like, hey, this is what we're doing today.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to like kind of take the back seat a little bit and then just go for the ride. That's amazing. Okay, so with What's Cooking, in case anyone's not familiar, we ask the artist to choose a whole bunch of songs, just five, and then we can talk a little bit about it, and then we'll play their music at the end. We have the first song up here. This is No Aloha by The Breeders. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? Should we play it first and then talk about it after?
That sounds good.
Play it first?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, this is No Aloha by The Breeders.
No bye, no aloha. Gone with a rock, a mole.
right. Oh, there we go. That was No Aloha by The Breeders. Would you like to share your thoughts with the song?
Yeah, I think instrumentally, and I guess a little bit vocally, that whole Breeders album definitely was an influence. Yeah, and they were kind of very DIY, a little bit thrown together as well,
yeah,
which is super cool. And a bit of like novice on instruments and instrument swapping as well, actually.
Right, yeah.
Which is, yeah.
Did that?
It's very cool.
Yeah. See. Did that like instrument swapping thing, did that happen what's the word? Like organically, or was it like okay, well, I want to do this. I want to try, you know, something new.
I guess you were asked, see?
I think it's kind of a bit of both. It's like one of the previous bands that Dan and I were in, we just toured with Pining Radiata, which Michael was in. And I think after the tour, we were all just a bit like, sometimes it's stressful being in a band and like worrying about writing heaps of stuff. And then we were just like, what if we all just like swapped, I guess, like, yeah, swapped into something new and like use different parts of our brain
and like
instead.
Super low pressure,
yeah,
as well.
And like real low key, like,
yeah,
like more of like a hangout band,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's still being quite results focused,
yeah,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not intentionally, yeah,
yeah. For sure. No, that's really interesting. Oh, we've got a text come in from one of our listeners. They asked, did you get, oh gosh, I can't read from that. Did you get any inspiration from The Skeptics? Question?
Oh, I mean, I think everyone here in Te Papai Oia is like, kind of lives in that space or that shadow even of inspiration from The Skeptics. Like,
right.
I personally definitely am very inspired by The Skeptics, and I know for sure that the rest of the band would be as well. And so like, I don't think it's necessarily a conscious inspiration for this project, but it's part of our DNA as like Palmy Musos, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
You get inspired by each other,
yeah.
And just like, I don't know, there's a lot of just talent you don't know about, and then you hear about it and you kind of go, oh, that's, yeah,
cool that it's happening here in Palmy.
Yeah it's
and
nice.
Also the AFCO music video from The Skeptics, we're trying to make a music video at the moment.
Oh, great.
And I think we should take some inspiration from that AFCO music video. If you haven't seen it, you should go watch it.
For sure.
Palmy after.
that's amazing. Yeah, we should. Yeah, okay, cool. We'll check it out. And I've lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. Shall I go into the next song? And we can go.
Yeah.
We can circle back on that later.
Speaking that's of, a good segue.
Yeah, thank you. The next song we've got lined up is Lucky Guy by The Muffs. I will play this song and then we can talk about it afterwards.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
Sounds good.
Of a string.
That was a quick ending. My bad. That was really cool. Lucky Guy by The Muffs. What made you choose this song?
I think, again, I guess instrumentally, it's super simple, but fuzzy and bubblegummy and just fun. And I guess vocally as well.
Yeah.
It's just good fun.
It is. It's such a great vibe.
I think it's cool seeing like Dan and Mikey, like guitar and drums, building this platform for like Jude to write on. And I'm like the newest person to this band, so I'm kind of the most outside of what the writing of it was like. And it's just cool to witness for me, like, Jude having this cool soundscape to put those lyrics to.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Dan kind of originally wrote a lot of the instrumentals and sent them to me just to put stuff on. And that kind of, no pressure, play around with these kind of is very helpful.
Kind of like no boundaries, just
exactly, do what you want with them, essentially.
Yeah.
I kind of did. A lot of it was just recorded in my bedroom, actually, just having fun.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. It sounds a lot like it's just like a really, this has been like such a great fun project for everyone, where you're just kind of like challenging like your skill set, and in a way that's just like fun and chaotic once again, but like just a whole bunch of let's just do it and see where it takes us and have fun. And I think that's like, it definitely comes through in your music so well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for sure. I think also being given an instrumental that you might not usually come up with like yourself, and being able to play with that slightly different genre is really fun creatively as well.
Yeah, sure. I think the playfulness and the having fun with it is kind of the key ingredient to the punkiness of it all.
Yeah. I think it's a very hard, hard thing to like nail, like kind of that punk, that punk aesthetic in a way. I think it can be either like too much or like not quite enough. And you've nailed it quite well in a way that you just don't take yourself like too seriously. No amount of serious. That's amazing. that's what we want. Alrighty. Okay, going on from that next song we've got that you've chosen is Doggone Cowboy by Marty Robbins. I'm going to play that and then we're going to chat a little bit more about it. I'm going to turn my laptop back on, otherwise it won't play. Here we go.
I'm kin to the roving wind that brings the northern in. Along that dusty trail I'll take my stand. The steers are big and bold, and the nights are often cold, but I'll get by as long as I can throw that rope and brand that calf, dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all of my life. I'm up at the crack of dawn and I throw the bacon on. Seems somehow my work is never through. When I get done at night, all the stars are big and bright. But then it's all of what you used to when you throw that rope, brand that calf, dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all of my life. The hot dry wind may blow and you'll see me in the rain and snow, with just an old campfire to keep me warm. I'll move the herd along and I'll greet them with a song. So I guess that I was born to throw that rope, brand that calf, dream of a girl in a photograph. I got no home, I got no wife, but I'll be a doggone cowboy all of my life.
I love the complete switch on that genre of music there.
Yeah, just a little bit of a change up.
Just a little, yeah. Yeah, what was the thought behind this? I love Marty Robbins.
I guess I love that song and the lyrics to one of the tracks, Dog's Gone, I guess is a little bit of a reference to that. But it doesn't sound anything like that.
No.
It's more, yeah, it was technically an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the cool thing in the, like, again, that like mashing together of four different people, like four people's different backgrounds and interests in music, is like, I would probably have never listen to that or come across it in my life until I met Jude. And yeah, it's cool to see that like country influence into like the indie shoegaze like sound. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like in some ways, I feel like there's like some similarities, not necessarily in terms of like the sound, like the sonic value of like the music, but I think the motivation like behind the music is can be quite similar. I don't know if I'm like pulling it like random strings, but I do feel like there is a link.
Yeah, there's something super simple about the lyrics. I don't know who wrote it actually, whether it was Marty Robbins or not. It's kind of just a guy thinking his thoughts, and it's super simple.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun and cozy.
Yeah, for sure. It is what it is, and that's what you get, and it's great. Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm going to jump into the next song, which is Aegis. Is that correct? Aegis?
I don't know if you know. I always say Aegis. Yeah, I always say Aegis or Aegis. But I don't know. I don't know. We're not academically qualified to speak on them.
That's okay. It was by a band called Fowler. Fowler? Oh, gosh. I'm gonna.
Yeah, that one's Fowler.
Yeah, Fowler.
One's
Fowler. Okay,
that
great.
We know that one.
There we go. Okay. I'm going to play this song and then, we're going to talk about it. Alrighty. Oh, turn that back up.
Still read it on you.
Oh, that was a very sudden ending there too. That's great. I've never heard of this band, but I love it. I was just looking at their discography, and there's a song called Nathan for You, which fantastic. I do love Nathan.
Yeah, I think that's also a reference to a guy in Wellington called Nathan. I think it's like a double entendre.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, Fowler are like Manawatu, like previously Manawatu and now Manawatu adjacent band. And like they recorded that, the album that song was from, Summit.
Yeah.
They recorded it mostly in a shed in Martin.
Oh.
So kind of really fits into our purview of like shed music.
For sure, yeah.
And like, yeah, doing things a little bit more rungly, but also it sounds amazing. Like,
it sounds fantastic.
It's my perfect sounding album, I reckon.
For sure,
It's an amazing album. And it doesn't sound like it was made in a shed.
No.
But you kind of just know. If you know, you can feel it.
Yeah. It's really cool. It has a nice like atmosphere of it. Like you are definitely, you feel like you're in the shed. But I don't know. Yeah, the shed is definitely not picked up on if it's...
It sounds like a shed in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, I think as well it's like such an authentically, like it sounds like people from the Lower North Island, like the accent, the tone of it all, it's kind of unapologetically like Kiwi music in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. It's something... it's really like a charming, I think like the Kiwi sound in music. I could be biased, but I think it's really charming and there's just something about it that's quite special and you don't get that elsewhere, especially not here. Thank you for that recommendation. I'm going to have to listen to them more later on.
Shout out Fowler.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm just looking now. It says I've got three minutes remaining on the meeting, and I don't know what that means. So I might have to wrap this up a little bit quickly. Unfortunately, I'm having so much fun here. But we've got your song "Dog's Gone." Did you want to just have a little quick chat about it, and then we can play it, and then I'll have to say goodbye.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those songs where it was written just as I was thinking it. I wrote it a while ago, a few years ago now, and it kind of just sat in my phone notes. Most of these songs have just sat lyric-wise in my phone notes, and they just kind of fit perfectly with Dan's instruments.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the third song on our EP, and it's a bit of a fuzzy one, but I think it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for being able to call in and have a little chat with us. And thank you for all the recommendations. The music's been great. We've had lots of text messages coming in, by the way, just saying how much they love these choices. So I think you guys, you've all got something good going on there. And yeah, thank you so much. Best of luck. I don't know what you say. Congrats for your EP release, which is coming out on Friday. Yay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Okay. This is Dog's Gone, by Either.
Thank you.
That was either, I should say, either spelt either, and in either spelt E A. Oh my gosh. E Y E. Either. Thank you so much. Y'all are amazing. Check them out Friday, this Friday. All right, that was What's Cooking.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.